Okay, so, so we were talking a little bit about how, like how in the tense scene, like Jacob, the first initial scene, he wasn't touching her because, you know, sometimes they have to censor it. What is your viewpoint, or what is your opinion about how they censor some of the stuff to film from your books? Like some from the past books, some from the present or future
books.
Some
from the future. I really want my kids to be able to watch these.
Mm-hmm.
Eclipse is a little bit for them. I mean, not that it's like graphic in any way, but just, you know, when I read the kids' Eclipse, I did the chapter when the younger ones were asleep, and it was kind of a thing for me and my son, like, do you understand what this is about? Let's talk about it, you know, let's have this conversation. I think my younger ones are a little too young for, you know, what are they talking about, Mommy? And I'm like, okay, well, when a man and a woman love each other very much, and I just don't really want to go there yet until they're ready for it. And so, I mean, I do want them to be something that, you know, the fans who are nine, they're going to go see them anyway.
Right.
And I don't want to have their parents pissed at me, you know. I'm okay with them because that's what our imaginations are for. Mm-hmm. That's what, you know, we have our version of the scenes, and if they did them exactly that way, okay, the rating would be prohibitive,
right.
And not everybody could come and see it. Mm-hmm. And I'm nice with leaving. I mean, I think that we'll in the next one that we'll have some nice steamy stuff. I think it'll be good, but I think it'll also be something that the 13-year-olds can get into,
right?
Which is being true to the audience.
There's also the gory things like, to consider too, though. Like
there are the gory things, and the bursting's going to be tricky, you know,
yeah.
particularly
yeah.
because directors love that kind of stuff. Oh, right.
Yeah,
you know, we were just talking about like we got to have this and that. I don't know. It's so funny how people are like so freaked out by the bird scene.
I'm excited.
I want to see it.
I want to see that the most.
I want to see.
I noticed a
Rob
real difference.
Chewing on Bella.
I want to hear those like gnawing on her.
I found a director's cut, an unrated version.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, we have petitions.
I mean, I find a kind of line with people who have had children or been around that and people who haven't and how they receive that. Because if you've been through a birth scene, you know this is a messy, freaky, screaming thing. And you kind of have to take that and, you know, to the X power, right?
Yeah.
You have to take it up a notch.
Uh-huh.
And so for me, it was really fun to write, and I didn't like even think that it was like, wow, this is cool, this is blood and gore, come on, let's go. And then like I sent it to Jody, who's never had children, and
well,
she's
no,
like,
it wasn't that. It
well,
was,
but I think that there's.
I have not had children, that is true, but it was, I'm thinking it as a YA audience, is what I was thinking. I was thinking it as an agent.
But I was very proud that I made her squeamish.
And I was like,
that was
this is going to make the cut. No, I'm sorry. I was like, you can.
It got toned down from
some
the
original. Yeah, wow. Say like
really?
Some of the ripping and the bones crashing.
Yeah, there were specific words like shredding that we had problems with.
Like, yeah, we're gonna be.
That's so good. Oh, is it like a manuscript or something that we can
I'm sure there's an original version somewhere.
We have our emails, so.
Yeah.
Wow, that would be awesome to read.
Yeah. Well, you know, I actually have violence in my nature, although some people doubt it, you know, but it comes out in different places. Like for me,
I'm just naturally a violent person.
Yeah. Unless you get into like a really horrific car accident, you're never going to go through something like that.
Evidence.
Childbirth
is
the most most violent part of your life that you'll ever have if you're lucky, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's also good birth control, right?
Yeah.
Radio Breaking Dawn. I don't want to do that.
How do you see it playing out in your mind?
It's interesting. I think that it'll be very like the book from Bella's perspective.
So it'll be more her. Yeah.
So you know, it'll be what she's seeing of the scene and everything, which is actually more like Forever Dawn because we have Jacob's perspective in this, and I don't think that the Jacob's perspective will be nearly as pronounced in the movies. You know, I think it's gonna. Yeah, it made me a little bit sad. I mean, I think we're gonna get some good moments, but they feel like they have to keep it Bella and Edward centric. So,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. I know how people respond to it.
Yeah. He's got some good stuff, though.
Yeah, he does. He has some good moments.
It's all right, guys.
Yeah, but the bird scene would be like, I think, and now the concept is Bella's perspective.
I kind of see it like, you know, in the first movie, Twilight, where they're sucking the blood, the venom out of her, and it's just like flashes and scenes.
Yeah.
It feels like it should be something.
Right,
like
something along those lines. I mean, yeah, that was a good way when Catherine did that. it really did feel like Bella's experience more than just an outside view. She was able to really personalize it, which
so
was nice.
It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. And even Edward personally too, with that shot she came up with Bella's face kind of morphing over the days. I thought that was really beautiful.
Yeah.
This is the only disruption in the Force so far. The motorcycle clip, where Bella gets on the motorcycle with Jacob. Our members want to know, they don't think Book Bella would have ever done that, would have ever hurt Edward like that.
I have read the comments, and I said the exact same thing. I had, that was one of those days that I threw down. I'm like, the way that this, you know, in the script I said, the way that this is written, her getting on the back of the bicycle is a direct response to her saying, you lied to me, well, I'm going with him. And we were able the day of, and they cut down the clip that they played for MTV and stuff. We were able to soften it. We were able to get some lines in. And you've seen the whole thing, so you know that there's a breakaway. We tried to put in, you know, her response to Edward, and then now it becomes about Jacob. Why haven't you called me? We switched, we tried as hard as we could to soften how that went down, so it didn't feel like something, well, where I'm going to go get back of his motorcycle, because I felt like that was not Bella at all, and it's not assertive, it's rude. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not
like
too reactionary.
Yeah. It's not like I'm a strong female character. It's right. Like I'm a jerk. Yeah. Right. And so, yeah, that was.
We were mad at movie Bella.
Yeah. That was. Yeah.
Both Bella and I were okay, but movie Bella and I were like, ah.
That was very much my same reaction. I think that it, in the form that it exists in the film, is better now. I think it works somewhat. I still think it's kind of a stretch that she would do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know, you only have so much.
You can't win them all.
That was when I lost.
Yeah.
You know, early, and I lost that one.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, you do what you can do.
They'll be happy. They'll be happy that you agree.
That's kind of true. In the book Eclipse, we've kind of talked about it. We also have a podcast we talk about with some guys that I've read as well, and we talk about
the font, right?
His name. The font and White Yorkie.
That's right. That's the other one.
Those are our boys.
Your unicorns.
They love talking about us. So we were talking with them, and we were talking about the character of Edward, and kind of it feels like in the end of New Moon, especially into Eclipse, and especially in Breaking Dawn, it feels like his character changes a little bit, or a lot, maybe even. How he goes from this strong, like, you know, as you said earlier, know-it-all, to really almost a 180, like,
passive,
simpering, like, isn't in control. Simpering's a bad word, but doesn't
there's
feel
a lot of self-doubt that happens, particularly after New Moon, because this is someone who feels like he's always had the answers, and now he has screwed up worse than he has ever screwed up in his entire life. And the one thing that he wanted more than anything else, he destroyed her, and that was, like, so not what he was planning. So there is a lot of self-doubt. I feel like in Breaking Dawn, the evolution completes where he goes from kind of like not having hope or faith in himself, but faith in his ability to know everything, and like he knows he's right a lot, but like he doesn't have a lot of hope for anything. And then he meets Bella, and that throws everything into a mix, and he screws up, and he starts to doubt himself. In Breaking Dawn is the first time he really has faith and hope. Like, he comes around, he goes from being the worst pessimist to actually being an optimist. And for me, that was, like, a really big evolution. And it takes place a lot off-screen in Breaking Dawn.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Bella is going through so much just here, in her body. It is very centered in her physically. And she has another battle. And, like, she at this time has to say, you know, Edward, I can't deal with you. I have something bigger to do here.
Yeah.
Back off, you know. And so, but he becomes someone who believes at the end, like the way she always has believed, you and I are something special. This is going to work out. And he's always felt like that she was wrong. And by the end, he's like, you know what? I don't even care what happens now because you're right. And I always liked that about him. I like that he was able to change. He's one of those that changes.
Yeah,
and Breaking Dawn for me was, on the surface, there's all this action, but for me it was about Edward coming around.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard for people, though, I think, to watch the hot boy become the responsible dad, because that's not a sexy transition.
No.
Unless you have dated the hot boy and he has become the responsible dad of your children, and it's really sexy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something that when you're 14 makes sense, because dad is your father.
Yeah.
But when it's the father of your children, that's a whole other ballpark. Whole new level of sexy, you guys know.
Yeah.
And so, and that's something that is not YA. It's not a YA emotion.
Yeah.
And I always knew it was going to go there.
I'm not a mom. I mean, I can't even understand. I don't see my husband as a dad.
Yeah, my dad is so hot. Oh my god, it's so sweet. It's
like, I can't imagine.
It's such like a so different, and it's such a different level when you see them bond with their children. Yeah. You know. But I always knew this. That's one of the reasons why it was hard to go YA, because this was never going to be. You know, remember Sweet Valley High? Okay, I'm really
nice.
And those novels that, like, they're still in high school. They've been there for 400 years, and they're still in high school. My books were the Anne of Green Gables, where she grows up, she goes to college, she gets married, she has six kids. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole, her kids grow up, her kids get married. I love the evolution. I love that they get to grow up. And so for me, the story was always, they were always going to grow up.
Yeah. No, so it does change.
And it does, it really changes. It's not YA anymore in Breaking Dawn, and that's something that throws a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like letting them grow up. You feel bad when you make your characters stifled. They get to grow and change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's right. Just back to Eclipse for a second. You mentioned on your website that there was an alternative ending to Eclipse.
Yes.
But can you tell us about that? And will you ever write it, or is it?
See, if I tell, then I can't write. And so that becomes, because then you destroy it. But there was, at a certain point in time, not as much faith in the series. And I was told to end it at 3. And I never planned to do it. You know, there were 3 books, right? There was supposed to be 3 books. Mm-hmm. And there was no idea of, like, it going on. In my head, it was this long series. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, no, we should end this. Because, you know, if you go on too long, sometimes series lose their mm-hmm. steam or whatever. And the story was just so wide open then. There was so much that wasn't done. And so to have ended it there, it would have had to be a radical ending. Radically different. There was some fantasy elements that I don't think people would have seen coming. I don't think they would have responded well. My mom hates it. Hates the ending. My sister was cool with it. And I could see that, because there were things. Some people, the way they're tied to the characters are dependent on certain aspects of those characters. And now I'm going to sound really, really vague. But it messed with that for some people. But then once I started thinking about it, I was really intrigued by that conversation. Like, there was this really dramatic scene, and Bella doesn't know what's going on, and the visuals in it were really strong for me. And so then I wanted to write it. You know, back when nobody cared about the books and I could do whatever I wanted, I was like, Brie, it was going to be on the website. That was the plan all along. I would write up this alternate ending. But will people throw rocks at me if I write this? There's a possibility. Well, and then people will think, oh, this is the real ending and that's the fake ending, when it's not, you know, it's hard to... This is just an alternate. This is the way it could have gone. There's always every story of alternate. But it didn't, and I like it better how it is.
Are you leaving it open? So
leave it open in case I decide some night I wake up and start typing, and then I can put it on my website. Although, you know, I hate spoilers, but then sometimes I wonder, would Breaking Dawn have been an easier transition if people had had the spoilers? If I hadn't, like, thought, oh, I don't want to ruin it, and I just said, okay, hey guys, Belle's going to have a baby. Strap in. Yeah. You know, would people have been ready for it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a hard thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you fight to keep it spoiler free? Can you anymore? I was so disappointed. You know, the last Harry Potter, there was no way to avoid being spoiled. It was impossible. My friend took her little nieces and nephews, and they went to go stand in line at the bookstore, and some people drove by in a car with a megaphone shouting out the names of the people who died in the book.
I got spoiled with the 6th book with Dumbledore. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people just, there's this desire people have to ruin the fun for other people. It's,
I don't like that. I want to hunt them down.
Why would you do that when you see little children? Like, who can be that person who sees little kids there in line and wants to upset their fun? I don't understand that mindset.
I want to go talk to their mom.
For Breaking Dawn, my house was Fort Knox. I didn't go anywhere. I was not online. Nothing. I mean, I fell off the face of the earth. I did not want to be spoiled, and I wasn't. I did not get spoiled by Breaking Dawn. Not one bit. Not one bit.
You live in the middle of nowhere. I live in LA.
Fair enough. Yeah.